need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, comedians and porn stars, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
A-women!
Yeah, brothers and sisters, it's still Self-Love September, second Saturday night of Self-Love September, if you're tuned in live, which is, according to, you know, social media, more about just these very lofty ideals of self-esteem than the earthy realities of masturbation. But here on Dr. Susie TV, we feel that self-love, including self-esteem, needs a little self-pleasure, you know, to be fully loving and esteeming of the body, certainly the body, but also of the mind and the soul, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Pleasure heals. I have the button. Can you see the button? Pleasure heals, right? And here's my heel. Pleasure heals. It's a French heel or Spanish heel. I don't know. One of those countries that know more about sex than we do. But in any case, pleasure heals. So let's hear it for playing Stroke-a-mon. Yeah.
You just got a compliment on your hat.
Wow, thank you.
Phoenix Steel, I just love your beautiful hat. So stylish, love and self-care. So
and
September.
Anna gave me the wreath around. The wreath really makes the hat.
As well as the
pleasure heels, which I did get from Asect Mistress Phoenix Steel, the Steel Mistress. I did get it there where I did have to experience the lunacy
harassment
of the mad moderator. But there was good things about it, a lot of good people, and this button. So, pleasure heels. What else do we call masturbation? Firing the Surgeon General is one of my favorites because it's kind of historic. You know, firing. I'm not going to make the... Firing the Surgeon General. I guess I can do this to symbolize masturbation. And
Cindy Lauper called it she-bop, right?
She-bop.
She called it she-bop.
Yeah, that's a good one. She-bop. And fapping, of course, used more often for men. And used in a negative way, but I think it's cool. I like fapping. And speaking of which, I have a new video up, edited by Gideon. How can I climax with my new lover? And what does that have to do with masturbation? Well, if you can't climax with your new lover, you obviously need to learn to practice. Practice, it doesn't necessarily make perfect, but it does help you to learn your body and have an orgasm. And, you know, if you're conscious of it, we call it meditation with masturbation. a.k.a. Metabation, which Max's old friend Annie Sprinkle made up. Dr. Annie Sprinkle. Max was her first publisher. Hello, Captain Max. You can say hello. Happy Self-Love September.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, yes.
So, from spanking the monkey to spanking the president's, spank the president's, spank the president's big balls. And we're going to now explain why my show tonight is called Foul-Mouthed Wife and why it's trending. Because, of course, Adolf Twitler there.
Twitler.
He's been tweeting. And, you know, also the term pussy-ass bitch is trending. Seriously, this is our presidential discourse in the age of Trump.
Sounds classy.
It started with Trump tweeting about musician John Legend and his filthy-mouthed wife not praising him. Not praising him. Because, you know, John Legend, well, maybe you don't know, he did an interview on prison reform, and he did mention Trump's bill that he put through, but he didn't mention Trump by name. So Trump got very upset, and the foul-mouthed wife, whom Trump dare not name, is model and comedian Chrissy Teigen, who happens to be John Legend's wife. And she is a little filthy mouth, in the best way. And so is our president, by the way, filthy mouth. But Chrissy has been trawling Trump since before he was president, since like the 2010s. She does not appear in the interview with John Legend, but Trump doesn't name her, but calls her John Legend's filthy-mouthed wife. And so she tweets in response, "You're a pussy-ass bitch, Trump." And then she asks people to trend president pussy-ass bitch. Which, of course, they do. And I even call myself I call myself a filthy-mouthed wife in my bio on Twitter, which a lot of women are doing now, because it's sort of like what he called Hillary nasty woman. This is now the thing. It's a badge of honor to be called a filthy-mouthed wife and to be a filthy-mouthed wife.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
You know, these are times that call for filthy mouths.
Yes, of course.
I feel. So, yeah, Trump did sign this Prison Reform Act, and we did give him credit for it, actually. It's a very bonobo Prison Reform Act, and the usually loathsome Jared Kushner actually got it done. It is bipartisan, and he is loathsome about just about everything, except prison reform. He's very bonobo. He understands the horror of the prison industrial complex. Why? Because even though he's a billionaire, his father was incarcerated for good reason. But still, that doesn't change the fact that it is a horror to have your loved one put behind bars like that. And there's nothing you can do. So it kind of makes him a bit of a human being. So kudos to Kushner. Kudos even to Trump for signing it. But this narcissistic, self-loathing lunatic-in-chief's need for kudos is absolutely bottomless, which is disturbing. So I think he should really honor Self-Love September, because obviously Melania isn't giving him any love. We can see that. She likes Trudeau.
That
That pig was.
So, other little bits in the news. Rush Limbaugh, remember Rush Limbaugh, who tried to slut shame me a few weeks ago, and we just did our Rush Limbaugh rebuttal over post-Trump sex disorder. Well, he tried to slut shame another progressive woman whose name is a little weird. Not too much weirder than Sunshine. Sunshine is
my
beautiful
assistant.
Oh, I'm glad
I hold that title.
Sunshine McWayne. That's her real name. But this woman is named Crystal Ball. I don't know. But she's cool. She's progressive. But he claimed falsely that she posed nude when she was 14 or 15. And then he later issued a retraction. But it was already out there. You know, and of course he also took down the segment where he slut shames me and tries to use me to sell newsletters
for $60.
But I still have it, and it's on my site, drsusanblock.com/rush-limbaugh, also on YouTube. Rush Limbaugh. A lot of people don't even know who he is, but just know this: before Trump made hate his platform, Rush spewed hate from his microphone.
Took a lot of pills.
Yeah, yeah.
The pill man.
And Trump still hasn't won an Emmy, even though he's still a reality TV performer. Really, the whole presidency is a reality TV show. But I did go to the Emmys nominees reception. Shout out to my HBO director and my friend. I love her. She is great. She won Emmys. Shari Cookson. Now, she did not win Emmys for directing me in Radio Sex TV or the real sex segments that I did with her, Dr. Susie Speakeasy. I did another one with Patty Kaplan. Anyway, the Dr. Susan Block Show, either despite the fact that it is the greatest show on earth, or because of that, we don't win Emmys. No. We have to give ourselves our own awards. But I had fun with Shari, and shout out to Mitch Waldo, and shout out to Ellen Lutwak, and a bunch of other people. Sorry if I am not shouting you out, but, you'll be in my blog. So, one more item, I think. I had to do this. I thought I was done with my items. Then I look on Twitter, and I see new rape allegations against my fellow Yalie and horrific Supreme Court judge, Brett Kavanaugh, from another fellow Yalie. Of course, these are corroborating another fellow Yalie, Deborah Ramirez, who had said that Kavanaugh stuck his penis... his pee-pee? I don't know. She didn't say it was really worth much of anything, so we'll call it a pee-pee. He shoved it in her face at a drunken dorm party or frat party. And then Kavanaugh, in his teary look, just crying in front of the Congress, he said, if that had really occurred, it would have been the talk of the campus. Guess what?
It was.
Exactly. That's right, Sunshine. It was the talk of the campus. And some people saw it. Some people just heard about it. And, it makes sense. Kavanaugh was a very privileged Yale legacy kid. Ramirez was not. She was at Yale on her merits. And in order to stay at Yale, to get into Yale, merits meant good grades, activities, etc. Staying at Yale, one merit us non-legacy kids had to learn, and quick, was how to deal with the Yale legacy kids and their, inevitable obnoxious entitledness, whether in terms of sex or anything else. So Deborah gave the FBI a list of 25 people corroborating her story, and the FBI interviewed none of them. And then we got another fellow Yalie, Max Teer, saying he saw Brett with his pants down, pushing his, our friends pushed his penis, pee-pee, into the hand of another female student, which kind of corroborated that Brett, you know, hangs out with his pants off at, you know, Yale-y frat parties. Which, by the way, I'm not against that, you know. And by the way, the FBI did not investigate this, which I am against. I want to just say, before you ask a question, I am all for drunken frat party dorm room sex. I've had a lot of drunken frat party dorm room sex. But it has to be consensual, brothers and sisters. And that is kind of hard because usually somebody's like too drunk to consent. That's the whole idea of a drunk party. So, but still, I mean, I did it a few times and, you know, it's okay. I mean, if you do it, own it. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't say, I didn't do it. She's lying. When 25 people corroborated and you're up for the Supreme Court and we're supposed to trust you. I don't care if you have sex during frat parties, although I do want it to be consensual. I don't want you to be a rapist, okay? Which apparently, well, it seems as though Kavanaugh has been. And consensual. Let's just say he probably doesn't know the meaning of the word. Although he probably knows the meaning of the word virgin, which, according to a lot of Catholics in those days, meant you just didn't stick it in the vagina.
Oh, good.
But sticking it in a girl's face, even if non-consensual, you didn't lose your virginity. Oh, my God. It's disgusting. It really is kind of disgusting. Although I kind of like the technicalities, some of the technicalities. Especially from the, I guess I liked it better from the woman's point of view and when you're consensual. And not too drunk, you know. But three cheers for my Yale classmate, Jane Mayer, who wrote a piece about Deborah Ramirez's accusations against Brett Kavanaugh a year ago when, you know, we had a chance to not put him on the Supreme Court. Now he's there. Okay, so what are we going to do? Probably nothing, but it's a sickness. It's part of post-Trump sex disorder. It's part of the sex disorder that's taking hold of the country. And, yeah, it manifests in different ways. Some people have bad sex, and certainly rapey sex is bad sex, and we just put this guy on the Supreme Court. All right, so, you know, that's my politics, Max, tonight. I mean, I could have some more. But that's it for now. What do you think?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't have that's not great.
That was a
it's
good
just fine.
Handful.
Not
no,
great.
It was great. It was great.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
Like a nice, you
it's
know,
important.
Handful.
Nice handful. And I got, well, my hands are pretty small, but they're bigger than Trump's. He's got small hands. Anyway, I have some exciting guests tonight that Sunshine has assembled my lovely.
Yes, I put them together myself. They were just bits and pieces. And
right, like Legos.
Put the arms into the body sockets, right?
Right. Did anybody guess who's the porn star?
And yeah, who's the porn star? And no, but Andre Take a Pick Mulligan is like, oh, who's the porn star? I was like, that's what I was asking you. You win a speakeasy.
Okay, nobody's going to win then.
No one, everybody kept saying, he said, okay. I'll check it out. I'll keep checking it out. Then he's like, if it's not Vanessa
everyone's
Del
so
Rio,
afraid
I don't care.
Of guessing wrong. And, yeah, yeah. And it's a sickness.
You know what else? He said, well, I don't know every comedian. Like, okay, that would he's funny. He's being funny.
All right, he's trying. We like Andre.
He's
cool.
He's funny.
We like you, Andre.
We like
say
you,
something
Andre,
funny.
You're being funny. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So,
everything.
In any case, I'll introduce my porn star first. Because partly she's beautiful. Not that my comedian isn't beautiful, no. Too. But she's really beautiful.
He's a beautiful comedian.
He's beautiful in a different way.
And also her name is very similar to mine. And so I kind of know how to pronounce it. Sizzy. Well, I'm Susie.
Oh.
And she's Sizzy.
Sizzy
Seb. Let's hear it for Sizzy Seb.
Woo!
Hey, women!
Hey, women!
Hey, women!
How is everybody?
All right. Also, a little late, guys.
They're late.
A lot of
maybe
late
they couldn't clap because they had their hands on their wieners.
Mm. There you go. Celebrating self-love
Stroke-y,
September.
You know.
Stroke them on. And what does your shirt say?
Strokies.
Yeah. That's her upcoming stuff,
Strokies.
Right?
Yes.
Hi,
it
guys.
Make sure
right.
you check it
so
out.
So Strokies is a porn company?
Yes. I said
and they make and they make movies or they do webcam.
Yeah.
Camming or movies.
I think
or
they
both?
Mostly do movies.
Mostly movies.
Yeah, mostly maybe hand camming. Jobs or BJs. That's it.
And your eye makeup is gorgeous.
Thank
Amazing.
You. I just tried something new for tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm all into sparkles as you can
yes.
see.
Yes.
And I'm kind of doing the red and gold sparkles tonight, and so are you.
Yes.
So we kind of match.
The vibe.
Yeah, a nice vibe. So this is
full moon tonight.
It is
we
a full moon.
We just got this good vibe.
Right, that's more news. It is full moon. Last yeah. night at the Emmys, it was Friday the 13th, so I was a little Woo! Bit nervous, but it was all very uneventful. I was at an Emmys nominee reception, anyway, now it's the show, and it's still full moon, I guess. Mm-hmm. Full moon's kind of over the course of 48 hours in a way, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think 30.
So Sissy was on the show for Scorpio Passion, which was Max's birthday. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Max, it was your birthday, as well as my former assistant Blossom's birthday.
Yes.
We all spanked Blossom. And by the way, there is a picture.
And for her birthday, I bought that wine, Ménage à Trois. I said, if you drink this whole bottle, you will have a Ménage à Trois, right? You have to
yeah,
drink the
here
whole bottle.
You are. You're a little bit in the margin, Ooh. But Sissy.
I'm oh. in a magazine.
But you're in the magazine.
Yeah, you're kind of
oh
a
my
big
God.
Deal.
That's
right
so lit.
Here, check it out.
You know, they could just cut me out and put it
yeah,
on the
I
wall.
Show yeah, this, right?
Jack can, off to
of
me.
Course, there she is. And there's Sunshine as well, and there's me as well. And we're all spanking Blossom. There's Rhiannon and Aaron.
Yes, that was a classic picture.
And this is a very classic picture because it is a spanking gangbang.
Yes.
And there's
all consensual. Yes.
Exactly, all consensual.
Oh, very. Yeah. We're like hyper consensual. Around here. We're into enthusiastic consent, actually. So that's cool. And
do you really, really want to do this?
Do
right.
what?
Whatever.
No, I mean, oh, really,
oh, okay.
really?
Oh,
we're into enthusiastic
consent.
Okay. So we ask you twice. Unless you're just already doing it. Whatever it is. So.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Doing
so,
it well.
So Sissy. I love your Twitter account. It
you.
Says, I like my clit sucked.
Now that's classy.
Yes, I do. Don't just lick it. You got to suck it and stick it. You know, I don't like all that licking.
You don't like the licking?
Because the clit, it's like a... That's not weird when I say it. It's like a penis, so you got to suck on it. Like it's like the head of a dick.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
needs
it's a
pressure.
Little, tiny penis.
For all you guys that are having trouble, you need to suck.
You need to
let
suck.
Go of your ego and just suck the clit, okay? That's how you wow. get her to come. Pressure.
Suck
Don't just
clit.
Be so gentle. You gotta
Jesus
your cheeks gotta be hurting after.
Although I have to say, I mean that's good advice, but
yes.
I have to say there are women like myself who do like a lick.
Yeah, you can just.
I do. I like. But I will say, I tend to like the tongue being like. Like a dog.
Yeah.
You know,
like that circular motion.
Maybe
I don't
weird.
Know about the pointy tongue. The tongue pretending to be a dick is kind of
weird.
No.
I don't know.
Don't
it just
fuck
isn't
my
a dick.
Pussy hole with
I'd
tongue.
Rather have a finger than a tongue pretending to yeah. be a dick and then have the tongue, you know, doing something
yeah.
like licking or sucking.
Yeah.
And sucking is true, is really good. And By
I'd
the
rather
way,
just have my vibrator.
Unless
on
you
my
can
clit.
Move your tongue like a speed bunny.
So the
you better suck.
Jesus Jackhammer dildo is in here.
Oh, God.
We can't look at this on Facebook, but we can look at the vulva puppet, and you can
this
see.
Is education.
You know, sometimes it's nice if a girl, a woman, has a big clit, you can kind of put it between your fingers, and then suck it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like to jerk my
That
clit.
Might make her come before you go, which is, of course, a good thing. So, yeah. So, you know, you were a little bit demure, but, you know, it was your first time. And also, we had a lot of people. But you did get into Bonoboville Communion and free the nipple. Woo-hoo.
Yes, I did.
We might
I was, like, overdressed, too. I had, like,
pants.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. We were like, man, she's got jeans on. And
but that was November.
Yeah.
No. Now it's very hot September. Look at those great
today.
Legs.
I got my flip-flops.
Hey,
yeah.
Stand up to the camera.
Yeah,
turn around.
Off. She's so cute.
Yeah. I'm more comfortable today. I got my white toes.
Wow, amazing tight little body.
Amazing body. Yes. Can you do a little turnaround? Yeah, there we go. Nice. Our other guest is smiling. Yeah. I'm going to introduce him.
Oh, yeah, he looks so happy.
Although I do want to talk to Sizzy, obviously, a lot more. But I want to introduce John Yabes.
Yeah,
am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
But you're not talking on your microphone.
I know.
Which will get you a space.
You gave him a lavalier.
Oh, you gave him a lavalier.
Yeah.
Turn down the music.
She's looking for an excuse to spank you, so she's like, he doesn't have his microphone.
Well, it's true. I do take every excuse I could get. But it's not fair. You have a lavalier, so you're good.
Yeah.
So I did notice, though, I looked at your Twitter feed, and there were at least a couple of tweets about hating yourself. I'm a therapist. No, I'm serious. I think that that's a resume requirement to do stand-up, actually.
I say I hate myself.
Yeah, like a lot of comics say that. I don't even know if I believe them, because really the best jokes come from bad things, not good things. So, right? I mean, if things everything goes well, what joke are you going to tell? You know, it's when things go badly. But you can kind of, you have to get over it a little bit. You can't be like Kavanaugh crying. He wasn't very funny except to laugh at, not to laugh with. So what do you think about that, John?
Oh, you know, I guess I'm self-deprecating, but, you know, you turn tragedy into humor and, you know, that's...
yeah, turn tragedy into humor.
Yeah.
I think that's the key to a lot of comedy. And that's what makes people feel good. Because we all experience tragedy, even if it's at a really silly level, like Trump not getting enough, you know, kudos for everything he does and things he doesn't do. It's tragic for him. Although he has no sense of humor, right?
No.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, the only way he has a bit of a sense of humor is when he's being cruel. He, like, likes to laugh at
people.
Children he's locked up in cages. It's like ridiculous. Or laugh at, you know, the way he made fun of the guy who had a disability. I mean, it's terrible comedy. It's not comedy.
It's like a punch
the
and Kavanaugh,
down. The woman that accused Kavanaugh, he was like making fun of her. She doesn't remember.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
So we often have comedians and porn stars. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it seems like a good combination.
It's always a good pair. Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank everyone for not guessing who, which one of us was which. Is,
right.
I don't know if it's carrying myself.
The contest.
Oh my gosh!
And also, thank you for like looking at my Twitter. The only reason I put that stuff on there is because I don't think anyone's looking at it.
I looked at it.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
I did, and I like to, you know, see the person. I also noticed you like wrestling.
Oh yeah, no, I love
or
wrestling.
Or you have a few wrestling tweets, and Trump was into wrestling.
I
would say he still is.
He's
kind of like a wrestling like. You know, they have the heroes or the face, and then they have the heel.
Yeah.
And I think Trump is a heel, of course. What
do you think? He's, I don't know how they view. He's actually in the WWE Hall of Fame.
He is.
He is,
which
yeah.
Which is disgusting,
and
okay.
And he's won a couple wrestling matches.
Oh. Yeah, but of course wrestling matches are all fit.
Wait, this is news to
he doesn't win
Trump?
Because of his strength.
Trump?
He's
won
a wrestler.
You know, I don't know why he boasts that. I feel like that would resonate well with his base.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I feel like that would make him
super
popular.
Well, yeah, he treats it like a reality show, right? So this is just reality show.
Well, his base did post that video of him body slamming a guy with a television on his head that said CNN.
Yeah.
It was a real wrestling event where he body slammed a guy who, of course, let him body slam him. Trump can't body slam anybody on his own. He has to be allowed by whoever he's doing, except maybe a very small person like me. But that would just be his body falling on me. But yeah, I mean, I like the quote. There's a meme that the WWE is just gay porn without sex. Now, nothing against people that like WWE, and I some of my best friends like it, and I kind of like it in the sense that I'm watching it as a cultural phenomenon. And my brother used to be a high school wrestler, so maybe I'm prejudiced against it because there you have to actually, like, defeat the other person on your merits, not on
that sounds so foreign. It's about not fixed. Wrestling.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody. It's crazy. And the Greeks, ancient Greeks, used to do wrestling, and they would do it naked.
They had to wrestle like lions and tigers and shit, though, right? Like,
maybe I'm confusing gladiators. Maybe some horses. No, I don't know. They wrestled each other mostly. Guys,
I mean, I'm going down to fight with the tigers.
And there it was really gay. You know, they would wrestle and then they would have gay sex. And the women of where was it? The women of Sparta. Actually, you know about the women of Sparta?
They had to be really in shape.
They were in shape, and they were kind of the prototypes for Wonder Woman and the Amazon women. And they would wrestle each other naked, you know. I don't think.
Wait, is this history or is this your fantasy?
Well, it's a little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
No, it is history. It is really history. I mean, Wonder Woman is fantasy. The Amazon myth is a myth. But the women of Sparta were real, and the people of Sparta were very real. And they did have the Olympics in Sparta, and the Greeks would all come from all over Greece, and they would compete. And these were the original Olympics. And it was mostly guys, and yeah, they did it naked. And there was some girls, though, that also did it, you know. And then they went like that to Trump. No, that was that.
Because they could see into the woman. Future.
That's great. I love that woman. But anyway, so we had Dave Bautista on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I love that guy.
I love that guy, too.
He's great.
Even though he's a wrestler, I would say. Not because he is. But he's a really nice guy. And he's big. And now he's an actor. Yeah. So he's very cool. He was on the show. We had a bunch of strippers, and they all got naked right in front of him, and he was very stoic about it.
Okay,
he didn't go anywhere. He watched.
One of the viewers is asking a question. Do you wear a corset? He wears a corset? What's that mean?
Who?
Who's wearing
Ronald
a corset?
The porn star or the comedian?
I don't know. Roland Lacey says he wears a corset. Who wears a corset?
Who?
Okay, Rob said, is John embarrassed he's not a porn star? And then Roland,
you know, they always
lazy.
Give the comedian shit.
Oh yeah, no,
or comedian. These might be your friends.
And then is Roland Lacey your friend?
No, I don't know that guy.
He wears a corset. Okay, I'm gonna reply.
I wear a corset sometimes.
What does that mean? Who?
Well, wait. Do you wear a corset?
No. I don't know if I'm giving that off. No, I don't
know
if I'm giving that off, but I don't know if my body type. Or
it must be because you have such a slim waist. Stand up. You know, I usually have the porn star. Stand up.
Yeah, you got to be a little taller on, too.
Right.
360 action.
I don't know if I would think he...
It's
nice he's not overweight or anything. But I really would not think of you as wearing a corset.
No.
This must be a friend of yours.
I don't know, bro.
Roland Lacey, maybe he's just a random...
Maybe he's a rival.
I will say this. I'm not embarrassed I'm not a porn star. I feel that's... I have a lot of respect for porn stars.
Good.
Yeah, I do.
You do, too.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Tell us about your respect.
To do all that stuff in front of a camera, you know, it's just... Uh-huh. I mean, I'd rather bomb 1,000 times than try to perform in front...
Yeah. I think both doing porn and doing stand-up take a lot of courage.
It's not just courage.
Yeah.
It's not just courage. What else is it?
Like, yeah, tell us. The things that you have to go through in the Valley of California while we're going through this climate, you know, change.
Oh, yeah.
We have to turn off the AC. They be unplugging the refrigerator, says it makes noise, so you're high. Yeah. So you have to really like put on your skills to make it look awesome.
You do.
Yeah, it feels awesome, but it'd be hot. You know you can't fuck when it's hot. It's like, oh my God, get off me.
It's just difficult. It's difficult. But you can, and you do.
Yes.
You have.
Like asshole, pussyhole, everything.
Asshole, pussyhole.
Out there.
So you've had anal sex on camera.
I have a scene coming out in October, so okay, I can't really talk about it because it's a surprise. Oh, no, this is like...
Okay, so talk about it. It's a surprise, but now we're...
It was my first
spoiler alert.
My first anal's coming out in October, so if you want to see the pink inside of my asshole, you'll watch it.
Pink, that's nice to know.
Yes.
Not everybody has a pink inside. Sometimes it's a little different colors. And that's okay. Everybody has different colored assholes, and that is okay, as long as it's clean.
My pussy clean. And my asshole is
And
pink.
I'm sure you have a clean asshole.
Yes.
And how did it feel? How did you like it?
Oh, my God.
Compared to pussy.
Anal is awesome because it, like, teased my pussy. Like, it made my pussy, like, just feel like it was getting fucked, but it wasn't. So I was just dripping out of my vagina. And then this most surprising thing happened while we're taking pictures.
Oh.
The dude is barely even moving, and why am I coming from my asshole? Like, I just started having a seizure. I'm like, hold on. He was like, I didn't even know I was coming. The guy knew I was coming. That's how weird. I was like, wow, this is awesome. I didn't know you can come from your asshole.
Assholes are very sensitive.
I came
sensitive.
Like three times. And it assholes was slow strokes. It wasn't even like, oh, I was just slow. It was hitting some nerve in there. And I came in pictures.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Yes.
Well, good for you. You
I hope everybody tries anal. Not every. Well,
no, not everyone. Anal is not for everyone.
You women and wives try anal.
But you had an anal gasm.
Yes, I did.
Right.
I
all you filthy mouthed wives.
I love it.
You can try anal with your husband.
Surprising.
Or, you know, if you want to try
just
it with a friend. Yeah, definitely lube it up. If you, you know, you're monogamous, you don't have to worry about condoms. Yeah. You can use coconut oil or whatever you like. But if you are not monogamous and you're not a porn star that gets tested, porn stars get tested all the time.
Yes.
You know, so they basically, that's why they do a lot of bareback. Because they get tested. You don't get tested that much unless you're a porn
star.
But
if you're new, make sure you get some butt plugs and all that. Tease it a
little
bit.
Good idea.
Don't just ram your dick and then you got to pump it like a little dog. I promise you it'll work. Like you got to hump it. Don't just fucking, you know, you got to hump it like you're humping a pillow.
Wow. And who's the lucky guy that gets to hump it you?
His name is Jack Slayer.
Jack
awesome
Slayer.
Buff Jack Slayer. Black dude.
Lucky Jack Slayer.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, the wolf awesome. Even howled.
the wolf is impressed.
Wow. So, you know, if you're, I mean, anal is a great thing. It's a pleasure center.
Yes.
Guys and girls have it.
Yes.
It's one thing down there that we have exactly. I mean, yeah, it's true. The clit is like a little penis, but the asshole is always an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody has one. And it has lots of pleasure nerve endings. It also has pain nerve endings. Can be very painful.
Yo.
So can the vagina. But, you know, we got to say the asshole is a little more, I guess, sensitive. It's not self-lubricating, right?
As a porn star, I'm also learning about the body. And I didn't really know that guys like to get their asshole licked, like rim jobbing. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that on camera, but I'll try it maybe one day.
I
want to
Nobody
please.
Ever told me either.
Let me just say... If you're not in porn, whether you're in it or not, I think if you're going to stick it in the ass, you should lick it.
You
stick
got
it,
to lick it.
Lick it if you're going to stick it.
Before you stick it.
And you can't suck it. No, don't suck the asshole. That could be dangerous.
Yes, unless you like farts.
Don't suck the asshole.
What'd you say?
Unless they like farts.
Sucking the asshole can cause gas.
We had another porn star on here. This is an interesting story. We had another porn star, and we said, what's one of the most, like, weirdest, interesting things that your fan asks you? And she says, I keep having fans ask me to suck a fart out of a guy's ass.
Yes. We should say that was the lovely Violet Myers.
That was Violet Myers, and we were like, why? Oh, and she's like, I don't know, that's just what they keep asking me.
They don't even like, people are so numb to actual sex, they need weird things like this. It's not okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna say weird because it's a fetish.
No, I think you have a
point. People like different things. Because if you binge watch a lot of regular porn, you're gonna be bored to it. You're gonna watch some snuff. You're probably gonna watch some strangulation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've been there before. I'm telling you, I masturbated probably like a million, thousand times.
I feel like,
all right, yay.
Not to that stuff, though. It's just because I was...
But you kind of sometimes wander
upon it.
You're
just on there for 11 hours now.
How about you, John? Have you ever masturbated to, like,
I feel like
extreme
porn? I feel like I've learned so many things in the past 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I've learned in my entire life.
Wow.
No, this has been really informative, I feel like. I feel, well, you know, like...
The closest he gets to sex, no.
in ways, I think. No one's ever...
Me too, it's fine.
I've never ever talked it out, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what most people
do. Do you watch any porn?
I watch porn when I got the time, for sure.
When you got the time.
I don't think I
have guys that watch me at work when they're at school, when they're driving, when they're in their... No,
yeah,
like,
but John's,
no,
John's
you can make time.
On stage. He can't, like, be looking on the phone. Yeah. Oh, and then what happened?
Just like right before I get on stage, I'm just like, oh, turn off the porn and just like walk on.
But maybe now
I don't know, dude. I've been to some very uncomfortable open mics where the fucking stand up decides he ran out of jokes, so he starts humping the mic stand. There's plenty of stand up comedians who decide to do that.
I gotta say, there's another one who's not funny. Trump. Did you see him hump the flagpole? You filthy mouthed president. He humped the flagpole in front of like one of those GOP PAC meetings. He did. He grabbed the flagpole and he hugs it and he literally put it between his legs and humped it.
He said,
and
fuck America.
They loved it, you know? I mean, I don't know. I'm not even against that. But
I'm not even. I am. That's just weird.
Yeah.
When you're the president, can't you behave better? Can't you?
Well,
like, seriously. Not hump a flagpole.
I think it's okay if you hump a flagpole as long as you let the children out of the prisons. I think it's okay if you hump a flagpole as long as you not like make America only for like entitled white assholes like yourself. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you want to hump a flagpole, it's okay with me. But all these other things just make it disgusting. So that's my little 4 cents. So anyways, okay. So do you do jokes about sex?
I tread on it sometimes. I start off a lot of my sets by asking people what they think about butt plugs, and then that makes them uncomfortable. Then I go, it does, well, like, I don't know about you guys, but it does, like, wonders for my posture.
Ooh. And then you stand really straight.
You stand up all day, yes.
Most,
sex does wonders for your posture.
Really does.
Yeah.
I feel like it could. I
mean. Or a butt plug, or no?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you got something up your ass.
You're not gonna forget that's in your asshole. I promise you. I tried to drive around with that.
Now?
Go get my feet done.
Was
and no,
are you
I
wearing
it
a butt
in the
plug
car?
Now?
Oh no, I'm not.
Well, does he look like he's sitting up straight now?
Next show, you could wear one.
Next time, when he sits up really straight, we'll know he's got the butt.
I have had many guests wearing butt plugs on this show, and I find out mid show. Anyway, I have a comment, I guess, from Roland, who said that Trump wears uncomfortable underwear.
I think he was talking about the corset. I'm not sure.
Is this the same guy with the corset?
It's the same guy.
He's into uncomfortable clothes. He really gets turned on by that. We can tell
that's
fetish, Roland.
Maybe that's
uncomfortable
what gets
underwear.
Roland's ding-dong hard.
All right. We're going to have to make a note of that.
Uncomfortable underwear.
Yeah.
Tell him to make a call here.
Maybe it is this Trump, though, because as you can see, he is wearing uncomfortable underwear that goes right through his balls. And
okay, I think
he's sitting on a Jeffrey Valance pee pad, art pee pad, just in case he has an accident, on my Eames chair. You naughty little fucker. That's for humping the flag while being an asshole. So probably likes to stick the flag up his asshole, but we don't know about that. We do know that he likes to be spanked. Because Stormy Daniels told us. Mm. Oh. So, all right. So, so what else is going on, you guys? Who's got news? Okay, your news was that you do your first anal. You have other news?
I got this hand job going on. So about this hand job, it was like I got out of my comfort zone because I want to learn how to dirty talk. And I love Cherry DeVille. She's awesome. Okay. She has the most best
her on the show.
Dirty talk ever. So I watched her
What's
the weekend before.
Cherry DeVille.
Awesome
okay.
MILF. Nice rack. Banging body. Blonde hair. You know, awesome. So I watched her. And then so I go to set the next day. I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to talk. I hope I don't just be there like jerking the dick and not saying anything like that. She's so boring. So why did I kill my scene? Like, there was no silence. Like, I just kept thinking of nasty things. What would Cherry DeVille say? She just says random things. Like, you want me to stroke your cock like that in circles? You want me to go up and down really slow?
Wow. Sounds bone sexy.
Like that? Yeah. So if you like that, you'll like my scene. Cause,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like audio erotica. I did an interview on audio erotica on none other than NPR. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular thing now. I mean, I think it's been popular ever since Alexander Graham Bell started ringing my bell. But, you know, people have been talking dirty over the phone as well as recording for a long time. But
like
it's recently become very popular. Reddit is really into it. They have a whole audio erotica section. So you don't make as much money doing it. People don't make money. You make more money putting your body on the line.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. I feel like, people like feel more visual. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, something needs to be happening. I find that very interesting. I never knew, like, you had like prep before.
Oh yes,
you did that.
You had
to
prep for everything.
Oh
like,
yes, that's very important.
It's a workout
to know.
Too. You want
to
prep before a workout.
You
so
always
you're
have
yourself
to prep
up and eat.
Gotcha. Do you have like a list of things you like feel like you want to do? And I never knew that. Just that's like
we're preparing you for your next porn scene.
Right?
Oh yeah.
But my
right?
favorite
One guy,
thing
three
is three
girls. What are you gonna do?
I don't know if that'd be someone's. Someone's fetish is stand-up comedians having sex. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I think
there's
all of porn is stand-up comedian.
You've never heard the phrase chuckle fucker?
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to do stand-up. It applies to guys. It doesn't apply to girls that much. I mean, nobody likes funny girls, but
I like funny girls. I'll be your chuckle fucker.
Okay. I have one chuckle fucker. Okay, thank you.
I've heard the term chuckle fuckers, but I don't know if I ever believed it. I mean, like, I think you could like someone. You'd be attracted to someone because of their humor and stuff like that. But, like, specifically, I want to have sex with comedians. I don't know if that's an actual thing.
I think so.
I mean, I guess like there's something for everybody.
Yeah. I keep thinking of comedians, but they're all the ones that were outed by Me Too movement. So I don't think.
So was it consensual or not? No, I don't know.
No, obviously not. But there are some that get it. You know, I mean, laughter is a mental orgasm. We all love to laugh. I think most people
or even
like
smiling.
To be with someone that makes us laugh.
I would say even smiling too, because when I'm having a whatever day, I just like to smile. That tells your brain like you're happy. Just smile.
Oh yeah.
That works.
Speaking of your whatever day.
Exactly.
I went on your Twitter.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Yo,
so
today I was emotional today.
You were very emotional.
Okay, I think I know why though.
Okay, you said. Is anybody trying to be my therapist right now? Because I guess I'm crying.
I don't know
why I'm crying. And nobody that I try to talk to knows how to talk. I have that experience. And it's annoying because who am I supposed to call when I need to talk to somebody? All of them want to be your friend. But when you need a fucking friend, they don't know how to fucking be your friend. And this is brilliant. And it's like it's been four people today that I called and I tried to talk to. And they've got shit going on and they can't talk to me. So now I've got to talk to strangers. Hello. Isn't this what a lot of us do
on
the internet? So I can get my mind off whatever I'm crying about. And guess what? She did.
Yes, I did.
She got her mind off. Either that or she smoked a blunt. I don't know.
It's mind over matter.
Mind over matter.
Had to speak some affirmations.
Affirmations.
Had to talk to some people. And
you did
yeah.
talk to some people.
Yes, I did.
Some of the people got back to you.
Get
okay.
help
good.
Sometimes.
Good.
Going
we all need help.
Yes.
We all need friends, you
yes,
know,
you
and somebody to talk to.
But I had a feeling it was the full moon because I was like, as soon as it hit 9:33 when the moon peaked, because I already had my candles
yeah.
and stuff, I was like doing a ritual kind of sort of. But anyway, as soon as it hit 9:33, I was crying. Like I filled with emotion, but
yeah.
I only cried for like 5 minutes. So I guess I had to finish my healing process.
Time to
so
do
I
a
woke
Twitter
up this
post.
Morning crying. So it was deep.
Oh, so you went to bed crying and then you woke up crying.
Yeah.
Now, is that anything to do
but
with
But it was
being
like
born,
happy crying.
Or is it?
It
oh,
was
it's,
just
not, it's not a bad
healing,
thing.
Crying, like,
healing
about
crying
about past things so I can get my new me. You know, you have to
all
heal
right.
the past things.
You
within.
Seemed kind of upset, but I'm glad you're
I
not
was.
Upset. Yeah. Didn't seem like you were happy crying. But you turned
no,
it around.
No, last night it was a happy cry. Today it was like,
oh, today
why?
It
yeah,
was,
it was,
yeah,
I was miserable.
That's
today.
The one I watched. Of course, that's the one I get.
Yeah.
And then I got it. I saw another one that said that you're going to do this for a while and then you're going to move to the wilderness.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Wow.
So I've been on this spiritual journey, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've been a vegan since February. And
all right.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yo, it's been hard, but it's been, my mind has been cool. So, but only thing is when they started making like Burger King vegan burgers and mm-hmm. Del Taco, I started eating those and then it started getting back, like my mood started, cause I feel like they're putting stuff in the meat.
They
like, I don't know. Like, yes. It's
I
even,
read this big
it's
long
the same
article
amount of sodium.
About how they're not healthy.
Yeah,
you
it's
think
the
they're
same
healthy,
amount of sodium.
They're more fat than a
yes.
real burger.
So I had to cleanse
and they just put
myself.
All kinds of shit
I had to
in
fast
it.
And get all of that stuff out. Basically, I'm eating like salads and like healthy things from the earth, you know, and cooking it. From you gotta hear Dr. Sebi, he'll tell you some things.
And that's how you keep your girlish figure.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
This is mostly genetics, so I'm just not.
This is what?
Mostly genetics. I've been
oh,
the same
okay.
size since like middle school.
Well, lucky you then.
Like
yeah.
same
so
height
you
and everything.
Of McDonald's
fries.
Or whatever's. Who makes a veggie burger?
The veggie
beyond,
they're all trying to make a veggie yeah. burger now, but
there's
they're.
Beyond
like,
meat.
Beyond
Burger
yeah.
at Burger King.
Morningstar
the
has
new
some
one?
Good
There's
meat.
Another one.
I even have hot dogs. I have pizza.
Oh, Impossible Meat.
You can eat a lot
burger.
Of stuff as a vegan. I have pizza. I have hot dogs. I have, and it tastes the same. It's just healthier. Like some of you could tell it's not real meat, but it still tastes good. Like awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know that's really good. You know yeah. to be vegan. I'm not totally vegan. I eat a lot of vegetables,
yeah.
but I don't know. I'm not totally anything. Not
go
even
vegan,
totally
your mindset
heterosexual.
Will be clear, I promise you.
But I respect people that are vegan. Yeah. And, of course, we have too many cows.
What? No way.
Yeah,
they
can
do some tricks
so
or
cows.
Something. We don't got to kill them.
I mean,
them.
A lot of that Amazon
we don't
fire.
Know if they can play a piano or something. Like
that fire raging in the Amazon
the
rainforest, one of the lungs
Ooh.
Of the earth.
Yes.
Is because they're growing feed for cattle.
Yeah, that's why
and they're moving forests and natives out of the land.
So they're spending money to feed animals that they're going to kill for us when they could spend that money to stop homelessness
yeah, yeah.
and everything else.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So that's
well,
why
it makes
vegan,
sense it, to them. They say
yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
It's crazy.
It makes sense to them. It's like, fuck you.
I like that. I like the explanation. It's like, why are you guys doing this? Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Are you a meat eater?
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, like,
okay.
I'm
is
not really on a
we're not
diet.
Is that why you wear a girdle?
Yeah, that's why I wear a corset.
A corset, yeah.
I'm watching my figure.
That's
while,
why you wear a corset.
While I eat my double whoppers and I stuff my face with real meat hot dogs. And
real meat. Okay.
No, like,
I don't know. It's all processed, but I don't know. It's just not good.
Though. Yeah, I feel like most people just don't want to learn what processed is.
Yeah.
So they'd rather just be like, oh, I'll
but
take
my
chances.
Thing, I just have to say this, why I became a vegan. It's just more clear to me because when they kill those animals, right, those animals are scared and they're fearful and they're fucking anxious and they're like, oh, my God. So energy, you know, energy is transferred. So when you eat meat, you're getting that. So people have anxiety and people are always
well,
depressed.
They release.
Yeah.
They know they're going to die. So
yes. And people like to argue, oh, plants are alive, but they don't die being slaughtered and all that stuff. Like they're just being, you know, they're just happy moving in the sun and the wind. Like, and then they get eaten. So it's a big difference.
Well, yeah. I've eaten some screaming carrots. But yeah, I mean, the animals just are more costly to our bodies to the earth, and they're closer to us. We're animals. We humans are animals. So, you know, we're basically not exactly cannibals when we eat meat. Mm. I mean, no. But we are kind of eating fellow fleshly creatures.
Yeah.
And it's something I think should be undertaken rarely by humans. And when we were hunter-gatherers in the old days, it was undertaken rarely. Most people would gather most weeks and eat the vegetables and the fruits.
Yes.
And then, like, maybe once a month, somebody would kill a big animal.
Mastodon.
And then, and mastodons are gone, aren't they? Because they overkilled them.
To make
and the
fur
buffalo
and all
leaving,
that stuff.
And
they're
so
cold.
Many creatures are leaving this
Humans
earth.
Humans are selfish
and
sometimes.
And we really need to try to do what we can. Not a lot we can do, but we got to try to stop it. And we got to save
not
the bonobos
tweeting and
because
retweeting
the bonobos
is gonna do anything.
Are the make love, not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other.
And they eat plants, too.
And they are not total vegetarians. They're kind of like old human hunter-gatherers in the sense that they eat plants and fruits 95% of the time. But every once in a while, they do a little hunting.
Yeah. I've read the only one that's vegetarians are the gorillas.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is so weird because the
They're
gorillas are so big.
Strong.
I figured they ate meat.
No, they don't.
I was like, man, they kill something and eat it because...
And they eat some ants occasionally, but they mostly eat
the gorillas
plants.
Are pretty gross.
So just look at gorillas.
And they eat a lot of canned food.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we gave them canned food? Yeah. Probably Coco the gorilla did because she was like living with humans and like sign languaging with them.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
saying, give me
all
a
the
pizza,
apes
please.
Are like us, and we can, you know, they learn from us. So we're apes too. We all learn. And I think we need to learn from the bonobos how to make peace through pleasure because they have a lot of sex, including gay sex. The females are empowered, and they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity.
That's
so
crazy.
They have a lot to teach us. I'm a bonobo buff, as you can see. Although I believe all the animals deserve a chance, including the humans and even the cockroaches. But the cockroaches are going to get their chance once we're all gone. So, anyway, now did we start?
You
on
mean
time?
They're not vegetarians? Those things that
can I follow up on
did
that?
Did we start
really
at
quick,
10:30
or
did we
about?
Start late?
What were you saying?
She said the
Dr.
animals,
Susie?
The female is the leader. So why in the humans, like the men, think that they're the boss when we are the You know, we carry
this
life.
This is why she because wrote this whole entire book about how we should aspire to be like bonobos.
Because
we should
arrogant,
be like them.
You know?
Yes.
Because we can build things.
So we need to
But
ants are even smarter than
build,
we are.
They don't build houses. They don't build nice hotels. They don't build bombs either.
Well, ants build tunnels. And
ants build tunnels,
they,
yeah,
they,
that's
you
true.
Know, they
and bonobos do build a nest for themselves every night. They sleep in a nest in the trees. So I'm not saying we should do that. I don't think we should be just like bonobos. I just think we should learn some things. I don't want to be just like bonobos. They're a little too hairy for me. All over.
And it's hot. And they have
it's hot,
on all that.
Yeah,
hair.
Right
and
now
the
they're
Congo.
All very lethargic at the zoo. So we're just about ready to wind up the Facebook section of this show. And we're going to do a little bit of Free the Nipple Bonoboville Communion.
Whoa.
Oh,
I have to say something. I'm wearing some padding here. I have to
say.
Well, I'm wearing a lot of padding.
I'm like catfishing with my boobs right now.
In order to
like
do
my boobs are catfishing you guys. Wait till I
take
this bra.
Well, whatever people want to do, I am
no
going to do Bonobo.
No, you
got
No, I'm going to do this
sunshine.
You'll miss it later.
Word. So we'd love for our guests to participate, but if they don't want to, then they don't have to because we're all about consent.
Yes. Come on. Of course John's participating. Yes. You have been voluntold. You have been voluntold.
Okay. So we'll set up right here. And here are some of the little shot glasses. And... let's see. So now I think we're going to sit there, Max.
Yes, I'm going
Unless
to.
You want to do Bonoboville Communion.
Oh, Max, you want to do Bonoboville?
And we'll lick it off your big dick. Yeah.
Off my big what?
Schlong.
I think one day we should get one of the behind-the-scenes people and force him to do a Bonoboville communion.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
do a Bonobo
Facebook, Bonobo. We are about to do Bonoboville communion.
What are you
going to
do with Facebook?
Okay,
I'm
so it's
pour
on the Bonoboville.
Because you pour too much.
No, I pour too much.
You do.
Sorry. I always pour.
Okay, so sunshine. What is?
Facebook Live is on the
Bonobo
the storyboard, right?
The storyboard.
The storyboard.
By the way, that's not a storyboard. It's not for film we're doing. That was
sorry,
a
that was
graphic
a
recording
joke
of one of my ASECT talks that a guy did.
Poor joke for me.
It's pretty
why
cool
I
though
don't do stand-up.
Okay, so do you want to take it or give it?
I'll do both.
But I mean first.
Okay.
Be my altar girl.
Okay, so does that mean I do it
first? No. You show your boobs. Unless you want me to, I will.
Okay, here's the funny part.
It's the funny part. That's so cool. I love that.
Excuse me, ma'am, you dropped something.
You dropped your tits. Okay, I don't know if I'd put them on the floor, though. You could step on them. Where's your mic? Where's your mic?
They actually look like chicken cutlets. No, so
okay. Yeah.
You could put this on a plate for like little kids, you know?
Honestly,
like, and you could play food, you know, like
I'm so glad you have them on the outside of your body.
It looks like
not the
sashimi.
Inside.
Oh really? Oh
well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean I'm all for women getting implants if they want to, and I'm all for everybody getting whatever body modification they want. But I don't know. I kinda like naturals. And I like yours.
Stop,
keep going. That's the stop, keep going thing. Is that a comedy thing when she goes like that? Stop, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not a comedy thing. It's a compliment thing.
It's
all right.
It's going to lead the audience for sure.
Here we go. And we don't have the Facebook camera on now, right? It's on. Very good, very good. We do not want to be removed from our position. Yeah, you should be here. And aren't they beautiful? Let's hear it for Sunshine Boobs. And this is the altar. What religion were you guys raised with?
I was Catholic.
Catholic. Okay, did you do communion?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Not over tits, though.
No, I never did.
Okay, this is an experience. What religion were you raised
Christian.
With? Christian. Yes. Did you do communion?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
And do you do it, like, just with wine or not even wine?
We did, grape like, juice. Cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice. Not even grape juice.
I was raised wine. Southern Baptist, but I don't remember any of... Well, I remember cranberry juice and bread.
Bread. That's what I had.
Or crackers. Okay, well, we don't have bread or crackers because those are carbs. And so we just have salt. This represents the body. And first I prepare the altar by giving it a nice lick. And then I take the salt, which is fine pink Himalayan salt, and I sprinkle it on the altar. And you try to get it all. All right, I tried. And now I'll bring my little baby nipples out. And where's the, oh, the waterboarding, bonobo style. Here. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, one. I don't want to. What do you think I am? A drunk? I know. That will happen eventually. But first, I'm going to lay back in the lap of luxury. And I don't want to hide your altar, so I'll take off my hat and just lean back. recording, bonobo style. Live.
Oh, Miguel said he wants a Bonoboville communion. He said one more. Miguel wants a Bonoboville communion.
Miguel, do you want a Bonoboville communion?
You want a Bonoboville communion?
Oh, no.
You said one more.
He's praying Catholic in his too. Corner. He's Catholic also. It's really, you know, a lot of religions have some form of communion, you know, so this is ours. And we're not really a religion, although we do call this place the little love church of the Bonobo Way. And, woo, that's good stuff. And we're in Bonoboville, and that's why we call it Bonoboville Communion. Okay, so I am ready to give it to you, my darling assistant. So, do you care what side I'm on?
All nipples are the same, right?
No, actually. Well, this nipple's bigger than this one.
Okay, so which one do you like to be licked on?
I like to be licked on the bigger one.
Oh, really?
It's got more space. She's such a tender licker. Nice. Okay. And now you can sprinkle. Well, people just think I have dandruff in my lap.
And then lick it off.
Yeah. That way you get nice and thirsty. See, this is the body of the goddess. And now we have the blood, which is green blood, of course, because that's where we're at. Product placement, honey. All right. Here we go. Lean back and just for symmetry.
Oh, okay.
Symmetry. And now you got waterboarded. Bonobo style. Obviously, this is not like waterboarding in one of the black sites that the CIA runs. Oh, yeah. All right, so who wants to do Bonoboville Communion? Anybody? Okay. You do. Come on up.
Okay, Bonoboville Communion. She's doing it.
Yabe
suffers from too much Catholic guilt to do it. He's like, I can't.
Okay, sit down.
Where's the
microphone? Oh, there cool. You go.
So, but I have this whole padded bra on.
Well,
I just take
she
it
just
off.
Took her tits out, actually so you out. So, you know,
okay.
Here's the thing is,
if you want to take it all the way off, I'll take it.
We have a comedian here, so everything is funny. So, yeah.
Are these more chops of some sort?
Ooh, oh, look, nice cheat sheet.
Da-da-da-da. Here, we got a microphone.
Thank you, nice cheat.
Oh, all right.
And
so you want to just leave it like that?
Together,
is that comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it was as good for her as it was for me.
It was good. Okay, so now who's going to do the licking?
I'll lick, you can all lick, right?
Can we each take a lick?
All right, everybody, get ready.
Okay, here we go. Beautiful nipples.
Wow, such beautiful.
Now, this mic is not hiding the beautiful nipples, is it? No. It looks kind of interesting between her legs, though. Okay, prepare the altar. Ooh. Well, because you said you like your clits sucked. And nipples are like a little clit.
Oh my god, I got clear for my lipstick on
her. All right. I put a lot of salt on me.
All right. Tingle, tingle. So now let's get... the last
little
word.
Tingling.
You want it?
No, you're a professional. You do it.
Okay, I'll do it to you now. Yeah, that's right. Okay. This is actually not in quite the right order, but that's cool.
Oh, was I supposed to do
it?
Yeah,
it's all right. It's all right.
If I was supposed to do it, okay, I'll do it.
I mean, here we go. Waterboarding Bonobo style. And down the hatch. Waterboarding.
That was a nice little aftertaste.
On
right
the Dr. Susan Block Show. Ooh,
yeah.
And where's one of my... Let me have the lay.
The what? lay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You got laid.
Thank you. Yeah.
Aloha. Aloha. All right. Look at that.
You know.
Twerk it, girl. Twerk it.
I'm legit now. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, John, are you ready? You want one?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Join the fam.
All right, I'll do it. I like alcohol.
I think his Catholic
he likes
guilt
alcohol
is messing
so much.
With him.
It's overriding his concerns about his image. He likes alcohol so much. So, let's see. Where do we have another glass?
We have three. You want? I don't know. Think I can wash one really fast. What?
Maybe.
We only have three.
We have three. That's it. Anna, are you getting a glass, or maybe Harry's getting a glass? Okay.
We always have three.
Okay.
But we don't actually like put it in the person's lips, right?
No, but we just like to be super
okay and
clean.
Can I put my chicken back in, or I shouldn't? I should leave it out.
Your chicken? Your chicken fillets, yeah.
Looks like
you want, although we'll do free the nipple at the
chicken
very
breasts.
End. We're almost there.
From Ralph's.
And
yeah,
you can always
really
take them out again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Here we go.
Oh, man, she got him a big one.
I've been to hell.
She's totally
and
trying.
Back.
She's
Caribbean
trying to get
Islands.
You shit face, man.
Okay, this is
Anna's gonna take
definitely
a
good one for our comedian. First time.
For the comedian, this drink is called the Cosby.
Woo! Okay. You like sweet drinks?
Woo!
You'll try it. Okay. All right, so...
you have a glass down there, Dr. Susie.
Where's your mic? Where's your mic?
Oh, keep my mic?
How about this mic? One of the mics. Some mic.
I'll try everything at least once in life. Oh, sorry, I kicked you. You want me to sit next to you? Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? Is this consensual? Is this something you want to do?
Yeah.
Enthusiastic consent, please.
Yeah.
You
really
want to do it.
Am I doing this to you? Or?
Am I doing this to you?
Sure.
Sure.
I mean, you can be the altar or I'll be the altar. Mine's already hanging out.
Oh.
You
can
be the altar?
You can be the
then
altar.
Then I would lick your nipple.
Oh, gotcha. Now you can be the altar. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm already ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, here we go. So first
I'm learning
you,
so many things.
So first you prepare the altar by... I'll hold your mic so you don't have any obstruction. And now you just lick the nipple. This is religious. It's like prayer. Okay, that was quick, but that was okay. You don't have to do it fast. I mean, you don't have to do it slow, but here we go. This is the actual salt intake. This is the body before we get to the blood. Whoa, that was pretty good, actually. That was good. Okay, so now we have your blood. The blood of the goddess. And you get between my legs.
Alright, cool.
And you lean back. You're gonna get waterboarded. You ever been waterboarded?
No.
Okay.
First
you never
time
been
for
in
everything.
A CIA black site? Okay, you're gonna be waterboarded.
That's what he said.
And John got waterboarded!
Yeah!
Bonobo style.
Feel?
That's really good, actually.
Feel good. It's just nice tasting stuff, huh? Takes you to hell and back. Yeah.
That was great. Thank you.
Hey, so we had some good Bonoboville communion there.
Yeah.
need a pee for alcohol, yeah?
And we're almost at the end of the show.
11:40.
So we have 10 more minutes. Oh yeah. Oh, I forgot.
Oh,
come on over here.
Laid.
We got. I have
yes.
Actually got.
You only
this.
Had half the experience.
I forgot though.
Gotcha. Yeah. Actually, used to
thank
live
you,
in
Adam,
Hawaii,
for
so
reminding
this is
me.
Nice.
Oh, she did a drive-by on him, you know.
All right, this is a ceremonial gesture. He lived in Hawaii. You got
dun, dun,
laid. Oh, yeah. Dr. Susan Blocko.
Yeah. He got laid by Dr.
You can say it now, although you have to spell it L-E-I.
Yep,
E-D. You got laid. Yep. And so
by
did
the
you.
Doctor.
Not anal, though. You get anal. But you got laid.
Yes.
All right. So, now, we're going to say goodbye. So, we're all going to get on this thing. What do we call this? A duvet?
A duvet. I thought this was a little bit, but I don't have a high vocabulary. That's what.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to get on the bed first. Because
I'm
going to
put my chicken back.
You're going to put your chicken, but we're going to do free the nipple in a minute.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so come sit over here. Come sit here. Come here. You have such nice legs, and it's all heredity. Wow, okay. And do you have a microphone? A microphone.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we say goodbye, we're going to just find out once more where we can find you and what you might want us to find. So we'll start with you, Sizzy.
Hey, you guys. So my name is Sizzy Sev. You can find me on Twitter at Sizzy Sev. It's SIZISEV. My OnlyFans is OnlyFans.com/SizzySev. And my website is SizzySevXX.com.
That's a lot of Sizzy Sev.
Yeah.
And by the
so
way,
you'll
that's
be able
spelled
to find me.
SIZI. Now, was that a name that somebody gave you or that you gave yourself?
It was like a little idea. It's like a Turkish word. It's short for Sizzy Seviyorum. It means I
Turkish.
Love you. Yeah. It's plural for I love you, so it's I love all of you. So that's what my name means. Yeah, it's a long story.
I love you.
Thank you.
I was wondering, what does it mean?
Are you part Turkish or is that?
I had some in me, you know.
You have some Turkish. We all have some of everything in us, but you have enough that you feel
yes.
you identify
yes.
with the
like,
Turkish.
Like, I had
people.
Enough, yeah. I used
enough.
To promote for like this Turkish DJ. That's how I got my name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Turkish are kind of belly dancers. So don't they have belly dancers?
Yeah. They do a lot. Don't believe the news. They're really cool and they're party people, I promise.
They're party
you. They
people.
They like rave type of music. Like you wouldn't expect it, but they like they will mix any type of American music and make it EDM.
Maybe not so much that dictator guy that's in charge. Erdogan, what's his name?
Erdogan. Yeah.
But that's just what the news wants us to see. They're kind of cool.
Well, yeah, the news always likes to follow the politicians and the bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact is there's a lot of good stuff going on, and not only politicians are important to pay attention to. Porn stars are also important.
Fuck yeah. I'm like a therapist. I'm
we can
all
bring
of that.
The Facebook camera back.
Like, I have many job
somebody
titles.
Naked? Nobody's naked?
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, you're going to
I want to be...
Sorry.
I want to like be a hairstylist, do makeup. I like to do stuff like that, and I can make money off of that.
I mean, you could come back to us for a minute, and I mean, we're gonna now have John talk. I don't think he's gonna show his dick while he talks.
You can follow me. My Twitter's John M Yabez. I'm on Instagram and Yabez M John. That's very confusing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What kind of name is Yabez? Where's that from?
Yabez, that's Filipino.
Filipino.
I'm Filipino, yeah.
All right.
Do you speak Tagalog?
No, I don't. I understand a little bit of it, but no, I don't. I'm not.
You were born here?
I was actually born in the Philippines.
You were born in the Philippines.
So I'm the worst Filipino. That's.
But if you were brought here really young, then there's no way you would.
Yeah, no, I was pretty young. But. More importantly, I'm part of the sketch group called Try Harder Sometimes Productions.
Oh, really?
You can follow us on YouTube. We do comedic sketches. I'm pretty sure they'll appreciate this plug. Check us out. Follow us. Thank you.
All right.
Are you guys funny?
I hope.
I hope so.
I saw one video where he was dressed as Santa.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was getting a lap dance by Alyssa Poteet or something.
That's funny.
Yeah, that... Yeah, I think she's going to be on here.
She is going to be on here.
I think like next week or the week after.
We should thank her because she recommended you.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She's, yeah, she's,
right.
She's,
wait
she's
till she hears
awesome.
You got laid. It might scare her away.
I forgot my movie.
Or it might excite her, and then she'll be like, yeah, I can't wait till I go there. Yeah, I'm going to get laid too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you want to say anything?
No,
I mean, this is Sunshine. Follow her everywhere. And I am Max's filthy mouthed wife. That's who I am. This guy, the captain, the prince, his filthy mouthed wife. And so, you know, I'm proud of that. And I'll probably change the bio soon. But at the moment, I take pride in identifying with Chrissy Teigen and all the women that Trump and Rush Limbaugh have tried to slut shame. You know, from the hookers to the politicians, from everyday citizens, all kinds. I mean, he does do it with men, but he does it all the time with women.
Yes.
He does it with the Fearless Four and, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and the other ones. Forget their names right now. But, you know, the four. He says, go home. Well, this is their home, you know. And soon your home is going to be a prison, you know. And you'll be glad that you signed that prison reform bill because that's where you're going. And hopefully we're going to have somebody else in office. I mean, we were talking a lot about that at the Emmys, and we disagreed about who we liked the best. I'm not going to get into that right now. You all know who I like. The guy that goes like this and yells at everybody. And says, we need health care. We need to stop the war.
Larry David impersonated him on SNL, too.
He's easy to impersonate.
Yeah.
By the way, they're going to have an Asian comedian on SNL now. No, there might be a place for you, too. So they're opening up. I can't believe they've never had an Asian comedian.
No,
can you believe
one.
That?
No.
Not one.
They had one on In Living Color. I know it's a different show, and it wasn't as long.
That's a different show.
I'm sorry, but I just remembered him. He was on In Living... I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
No, it's cute. Anyway, yeah... we're going to do a Free the Nipple in a minute, but before we do, I can't see the time.
Because I'm in front of it.
Yeah, you are in front
of
it.
11:56.
It's 11:56 o'clock.
11:56, so you have 4 minutes.
Okay, babies. So wherever you are, whether you're a filthy-mouthed wife or a pussy-ass bitch, even if you're a president pussy-ass bitch, make like bonobos, okay? Everybody needs to make like bonobos. Follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. And it's Self-Love September, so make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Yes.
I love you. I love you too. I love you.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.